Thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap Jay Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So I know Hoodie was in a sweat, like my brother and a bunch of my friends who are all White Sox fans. And it's 4-0, and the defense looks awful. And after the game, as a bunch of the White Sox players said, hey, 4, that's nothing. We can come back from that. And your possible AL MVP, his name is Jose Abreu. Ties the ball game up with a big hit. You get a break when Kepler drops a ball. White Sox win. How are you, Hoodie?
Oh, sha-na-na-na.
You're a happy man.
Sha-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good night.
Take that.
Take that.
Take that.
Exactly.
You notice that swagger that Miller and I have this morning?
A little bounce in your step.
You notice that little bounce in the step of Jeff Miller and me this morning? The reason why that is because, once again, the White Sox are fun to watch. When you have lost time and time again, waiting for a rebuild that would never come, and now you have this in 2020, what a comeback last night. And let me tell you, how many years in a row have you watched White Sox and Twins baseball with a ball club being down 3 or 4 runs, and you say, Sox, there's no shot that they're coming back? Because they just didn't have the arsenal. They didn't have it. And so last night, I'm watching in the Hood Cave, and I'm turning to Crown. I said, Crown, are we going to come back into the game? And Crown just rattles around. He's always my best friend during Sox and Twins games. And Crown
you
says,
hate the Twins.
And I said, Crown, do you think we're going to come back? And Crown says, you know, I got a good feeling. I said, I don't know. I said, Crown, we've been here before. Crown, do you believe we can beat the hated Minnesota Twins, the team I cannot stand? You don't hear me saying that very often about any team in sports, right? As much as you hate the Cardinals, I cannot stand the Twins. The Twins have been the hammer, and the White Sox have been the nail for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Way too long. And so Giolito's out there. And Giolito, you're just trying to figure out, hey, Lucas, you want to be a tier one, or do you want to stay at the top of tier three or mid-tier two? Do you want to be able to sack up and get the job done in a really meaningful series? The answer was no. The answer was no from Giolito. Giolito did strike out 8-5, but the guy that gave you a no-hitter was not there in Minneapolis St. Paul yesterday. But oh, you always wait for the offense. Oh, you always wait for the offense, David Kaplan. And what we saw yesterday is Lou Bob, Luis Roberts,
wow,
coming through in a big way. Oh, the Twins can hit the baseball. That's why the Sox have over $200 million in payroll in free agency this offseason. Oh, we can hit the baseball, too. You take that.
Take that.
Take that, Twins. Now, again, it's one game, but believe me, the pressure feels off of me just for a day because the Sox were able to overcome in that spot being down 4 runs.
Enjoy this.
Come on, man. On the ground and through. Base hit. There it is. One run home. Here comes the second. Adam Engel, a 2-run single.
Don't call it a comeback.
And the lead split in half.
RBI's number 7 and 8 as the Sox battle their way back into this.
3-2. 2 on, 2 out. Jose in the air, right center, ties the ball game. A ricochet off the wall, and the Sox kept rapping on the door, and Jose rams it open.
That's what this lineup can do for you. Jose is the premier run producer in this lineup. And Ricky is talking to Giolito right now, possibly if he's got another inning in him. This is a rifle double.
There was a hanging breaking ball, and now it adorns Luis Roberts' home run tree. Bring him home and bring the tie 5-0.
was the slider that doesn't break. He showed it to McCann. He showed it again, and Luis took it way out, a rocket to center field. The exit velocity on that, I think it's going to say otherworldly. It's a 5-5 game. Boy, I'm really happy I didn't leave. This is entertaining. And it gets out in a blink of an eye.
Two on, one out for Robert. Line drive, left field toward the corner. That is a fair ball. Up and over the wall, the Sox will take one run. Sanchez scores. Welcome back, Yolmer. 6-5. Sox still going.
Luis Robert is becoming a man before our very eyes. After all of those fastballs, he gets out in front of a curve. This one is down. It has the plate. And he just reaches out and yanks it into the left field corner. That's a wonderful piece of hitting.
Ball and two strikes. Mazzara slings it to right field. That's a base hit. McCann scores. Robert on his heels. Luis is in. It is 8-5 Sox, and 2020 is different in so many ways, Sox fans.
Take that. You know what? I'm not even going to say it because I get myself in trouble.
Say it. Say it.
You look like you're just... You need a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you're asking, am I in the afterglow, I am, sir.
No, you look it.
Mallor, that was awesome, man.
The afterglow.
Last night was one of those ones where I wasn't overly upset because the White Sox didn't make any, move at yesterday's trade deadline, any major move to add a rotation piece. But it made sense to me because the players are young. You don't want to disrupt what you've built over the long haul, if you're Rick Hahn, for, one fleeting playoff run in a year when things are kind of up in the air to begin with, with coronavirus and everything. So I can understand why you wouldn't want to mortgage what you've already built up. But it was still a little annoying as a Sox fan to go into last night's game with no deadline and then to find yourself down to the Twins quickly. And
the defense was horrific.
And yet, they gave you all the optimism. They said, you know what? Don't go away. Don't get down. These aren't your old White Sox, right? And all of a sudden, as a White Sox fan, you were rewarded if you stuck around. And I'm not going to lie, I was definitely drifting away like, God damn, Twins again?
Yeah.
Really? And yet, they brought me back and it was fun.
Against a soft-tossing Rich Hill.
Dick Mountain was rolling though early.
You take a look at Dick Mountain and you say, okay, 40 years old, what does he have? And the Sox are the number one team in baseball against lefties. And I thought, if they're
10-0 going into last night.
If they're sitting, fastball, they can be able to catch up on Rich Hill. Rich Hill was chased. He didn't even give you four innings. And the thing that you looked at early in the game is like, runs in scoring position. Can you manufacture runs? Can you be able to get the job done? Finally, the Sox were able to break through. Finally, they were able to do that. And it just shows you again how valuable McCann is. Yes, he can. James McCann can. How valuable he is as a ball player on this Sox team. As much as I like Rondall, you like the framework of McCann and what he can do, and then he gives you offense. Here's a guy here, similar to Ian Happ, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting to stay in the lineup and wants to be in the lineup every day because he wants to give you something. McCann was able to do that yesterday. So I'm very happy, and I'm happy, Mr. Kepler, you opened the door for the White Sox. As bad as the Sox were defensively, no one was worse than Kepler in that moment. That little league fly ball, Kaplan. You hear me? The fly ball right in and out of the glove. Kepler opening the door for the White Sox.
Take the break, man.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, the misnomer, and Miller and I were going over this last week. The White Sox and their defensive foibles. Okay, so they are in the top 10 defensively. But I'll rule out the numbers and just look at the games and just say, some routine plays you got to make. All right, they're not horrible as a team defensively from a number standpoint, but there's simple plays you got to make, right?
Right.
Giolito's on top of that list. Field your position.
Yeah, and Madrigal can't throw the ball down the left field line either.
You just got to get better in that spot.
Agreed.
So, but offense heals all.
Okay, so let's talk about the trade deadline. We'll get to the Cubs' perspective on it in a little bit. This is about the White Sox. So the White Sox do nothing. Turns out that on Sunday, Rick Hahn calls a team meeting, a meeting of his seven, most impactful veterans.
Sure.
Guys, here's who I'm looking at. Doesn't leave this room. Here's the price. We're set up, as Rick said, for the next decade. We've got good players here. But if we want to win the World Series this year, we might need to sacrifice. What do you guys think? And I know that one player, prominent player on the White Sox, was FaceTiming with Mike Clevinger Sunday night late. Hey, man, do you want to come here? Yes, I do.
Yeah?
I would like to pitch for the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox were heavily engaged on talks. And the price would have been steep. I'm sure Michael Kopech would have been involved. That said, in the end, when you have to trade him in division, the Indians went back and said, yeah, okay, so you offered us Hoodie and Meller. We need you to throw in Zetterman and JR and Cap. We need more. And Rick finally said, I've reached my limit. I'm going to roll with the guys I've got. Thanks. We're out.
I'm not trading in the division.
And it's a great win for the White Sox because not only do you not have to face him with them, and he's good.
Yep.
He's in Sandy frickin' Ago.
Yep.
If you face him, you're in the World Series.
Better known as White Sox West, by the way.
Correct. Exactly.
So hey, listen, I'm not trading the division because...
You mean if you're the Sox or if you're the Indians?
If I'm the Sox.
Yeah.
If Kopech is good, say you make that deal and Kopech's part of it, I don't need him sticking it into my ribs for the next 10 years.
But if you won with Clevinger, you wouldn't have cared. But I had somebody last night that I trust tell me that there were multiple high-level veterans on the Indians who said to management, if that guy is still on our team, we may not play.
Fair.
Get him out of here. He got on the plane without telling anybody. Police at least drove back to Cleveland.
Right.
That guy did exactly what Police did. Didn't tell anybody, got on the plane with a guy who's a year out of chemotherapy from leukemia, Carlos Carrasco, with no concern that he could be an asymptomatic carrier. We want that jackass off our team. Gone. See you later.
Yep. So now that's San Diego's issue.
Correct.
So I'm totally fine with it, but I'm not trading in the division, Cap. I don't want to see my prospects kicking my ass 19 times a year.
It's understandable.
So you know what? As I mentioned to you, I'll keep saying it, 2021 actually is what I looked at for the White Sox for their success. Mm-hmm. What we're getting here is gravy. Like, oh, what? I mean, I get dessert? I didn't ask for dessert.
Correct.
Oh, 2020 is dessert. Oh, it's a nice dessert.
Or they bought you a drink at the bar.
Absolutely.
Manager came over and said, are you Jonathan Hood? I love you in the mornings. Hey, man, let me buy your round here
sure.
for your group.
Rick Hahn gave me a wink, and I'm showing him a little leg. I'm happy this morning. I'm showing him some leg this morning because
that's
I'm very happy. 2020 is all about them showing me a little leg.
That's it.
That's what 2021, that's the whole meal, the whole spread.
The whole meal.
That's what I want. So I'm very happy this morning. And again, moving forward, just another day, right? I can adopt your saying about just try to wake up, try to find a way to win a baseball game.
That was what I was about to say.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you find a way to win a baseball game. It's not always going to go according to script. Lucas Giolito's not going to throw a no-hitter every day. You wake up, oh, God, we're making three errors in the second inning. That's what the Sox are thinking. You're watching in the Hood Cave going, what is going on here? Find a way to win a baseball game. They did just that. So, Sox fans, is standing pat enough for your team to make a run at the World Series? We'll also go over the Cubs angle a little later in the show. 312-332-3776 and 735. It's Take That Tuesday. Take That Tuesday. So looking forward to that. I got a couple really good ones for you.
Itching your morning sports fix. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Woo-hoo! You wake up, you get some breakfast, make your way to the ballpark, and you find a way to win a baseball game. There's your next shirt, Joe at Obvious Shirts. Wake up and find a way to win a baseball game. 312-332-3776. He's Jay Hood. I'm Cap. Danny Zetterman, our executive producer. Jeffrey Meller at the controls. And J.R. Strauss.
Gentlemen, I'd like to know, Hoodie and Meller, are you the only two Sox fans awake today? because...
What do you mean?
Your White Sox provided a late-inning heroics last night.
They did.
They rallied to beat the rival Twins.
Right.
They took sole possession of first place.
Right.
Now, I've been sitting in this seat screening calls for a long time. Sox fans are quick to call up and bitch that we don't talk enough Sox, to bitch that we don't take enough Sox calls. Yet, when you guys should be basking in the glow of White Sox dominance...
Yeah.
The phone lines are not ringing by Sox fans.
Preach,
nobody's Danny. Calling. Like, we take our... If this was the Cubs right now, the phones would be ringing, and you guys would be saying, oh, this is a biased station. All you do is talk Cubs. The floor is open for right. White Sox fans. Why aren't they calling? Pat yourselves on the back. Enjoy the day. Talk about what Rick Hahn didn't do yesterday. The door's open. I would love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from you. But where are you? Sleeping in?
Well said, Danny. You go get him, kid. The only guy that ever talks White Sox, Southside Tim. He's a jackass with a bad perspective.
Right.
But from our old show, Southside Tim would call in and bash me for praising the White Sox.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, somehow we're going to have to get those Sox calls away from Bob Surratt. Maybe that's the case. Maybe they're over there, Cap. Maybe that's where the Sox fans are. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lou Jack thoughts.
Danny is so right. Like,
yeah, I know.
How come you guys don't have an ESPN shy Sox? So guess what? Mike Thomas, our boss, said, let's go get Chuck Garfine.
Right.
He's only like the most visible guy on the beat. We get it. Where are all the White Sox calls?
It's a good point.
Yeah, it's funny. I was reading on ESPN.com. I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a piece on Nancy Faust.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was reading it, and now I'm like, she was the organist for, you know, back at the old Comiskey Park for as long as I've been alive. But I was reading about, you know, her, how she got involved, you know, with the White Sox. And I was reading, and like in the opening paragraph, there's a line that says, attendance was at an all-time low. Two September games drew only 672 and 693 fans. And you would think, after last night's win, that's all the fans there are. That's it.
Well,
in the
city. I was wondering what year that was. That could be any year.
Yeah.
It's about 2005.
It says 1970, but you're right. So, you know, maybe it's 2020, 50 years later.
I mean, that could be any year, actually, for the White Sox.
Right, hold on a second.
Oh, that feels good on a Tuesday, on a Take That Tuesday. Take that.
By the way, let's explain that again.
Yeah, Take That Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday. If there's someone in this world of sports, an athlete, a team, me, Cap, Meller, whether it's Danny Zetterman, you just want to say, hey, guys, take that, and give us a reason why you say take that. We will take care of you with a Lou Malnati's gift card.
Correct.
I think Danny Zetterman gave us a premature take that. With his calling out White Sox fans.
Well, there's a pill for that, but we'll talk about that later.
The funny thing is, yesterday we switched from the White Sox to the Bears, and within 90 seconds we had all the lines lit. So they're out there, Danny?
Nobody else is taking your White
Sox
calls.
They're starting to call. I think I pissed them off.
Prove
me wrong.
Yeah.
Sox fans, prove me wrong. I'm a Cub fan. I love to dance on your graves. We're talking Sox and you don't want to call. This Cub fan's enjoying every minute of it.
Don't know if Sox fans can afford two graves, but one I think we can.
All right, let's go.
Dancing on your graves.
We got every line's lit up now. They're out there. Southside Ray, you're first. What's up, man?
Hey, Cap, no, the reason no one's calling in is because we can't believe that you guys are leading off with the White Sox this morning.
We've been leading with the White Sox a lot. We give them a lot of, you know, preach. Unity.
I know. It's time to change the narrative, Cap. You guys are changing the narrative, man.
No, Ray. See, once again, you're focused on Jay Cap.
Hood.
No. You're talking to Cap and not talking to me. And so I want you to understand that it is a new show. It is Cap and Jay Hood. It is not just WCUB. It's not. This show is about unity. That's why they put us together. It's unity. So we're talking Cubs and White Sox. So the idea that this is just a Cubs show, that is not the case. So since you always talk to Cap and not talk to me, I'm a White Sox fan. I'm here to talk about the White Sox.
Jay Hood, we are number one, dude. They can't mess with us. I love last night. You know, there's a couple guys that I really love watching. Luis Robert, he's one. Juan Encarnacion, he's two.
That'd be
and Jose. Edwin Encarnacion.
Yes.
And Jose Abreu, man. What can you say about that guy? He's clutch. he is clutch.
He's
man.
A beast, man. He might be my friend Ryan McGuffey from NBC, who is a insane White Sox fan. He said last night on Twitter, Luis Robert, Rookie of the Year, Jose Abreu, MVP, who says no? It's a good one.
I'm not going against that.
Hey, Ray, have a good day, man.
You guys have a good one. Love you guys.
Love you. All right, off to the next one. Dan's in River Grove. Hey, Dan, what's up? We're rolling through these. Rock and roll.
All right, what's up, boys? So the reason White Sox fans aren't calling now because they're all blue-collar working. They're at their job.
I'm at my job talking about the White Sox. What are you talking about, Dan?
Cubs fans are just getting up now, getting a good stretch, and about to start their yoga class.
Oh!
You know what? That's just such a weak response.
Did you watch the Sox game last night, Dan?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think?
Same as, like you said, find a way to win a game.
You wake up every morning and you find a way to win a baseball game. That's it.
Like Stone said, I don't think their defense is as bad as people think it is. They had a bad inning, for sure.
Hey, man, have a great day, okay?
All right, boys.
See you, kid.
Yeah, it was not great, as we documented, but you find a way to slug your way through it. That's what they did yesterday against the Twins.
Dude, every line is lit now. Danny knew how to trigger them. Alberto out on the tri-state. What's up, Alberto?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, Sparkles.
Sha-na-na-na, Alberto. Sha-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na.
Good. I just want to say that the Sox fans, we are alive, we are awake, and we are very aware of what is going on. Yesterday, I'm watching this baseball game, and I see Giolito struggling, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Mm-hmm. And it was at the worst possible time, I guess the worst possible team, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. But this team continues to show me, as well as everybody else in the city, that no need to worry. We are never out of a baseball game.
Keep on grinding.
And this baseball team just continues to win games. They find ways to win, and they have so many different weapons at their disposal to just go ahead and win a game. It could be anybody in this lineup. And Robert, yes, MVP, Rookie of the Year, call it all.
There you go. And have a great day, okay, up. Alberto?
Thank you.
Stay safe. My nephew just texted me. Yeah. He's a doctor. He's at the hospital. He said, I'm up. I'm listening in my office, and I'm enjoying a White Sox W.
Yes.
Take that.
You can actually pack the lunches for your kids and call in and talk with the White Sox. You can actually do both.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just packing the lunch for the kids. I'm working.
No, you can be able to participate as well. Nobody else is taking your White Sox calls right now besides us.
We are.
Gentlemen,
I'd
like to add one more thing. Sox fans, we get it. You want to make the joke Sox fans work and Cubs fan don't, and that's why you call. I've screened that call 12 times. We get it.
Oh, did you?
Sox fans, you need new humor. We need right. new humor.
Just
we
like Cubs fans go, okay, well, we sell out our stadium yes. and you don't. It's enough.
That joke has been established here on the air. Sox fans work, Cubs fans do yoga. Let's not make that
Danny,
one anymore.
Danny, has Amazon delivered your new Lululemons yet?
It's so funny. Are you getting your teeth fixed, Meller?
I was just going to say, has Amazon Prime dropped off your dentures? How about your white sleeveless shirts?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a William Legue jersey on? 312-332-3776.
You got a first base coach we can knock out? We'd be glad to do that for you.
That's it.
Hello, Tom Gamboa. Good morning.
Father-son night here at the ballpark.
All right, we get frustrated.
White Sox fans, the show is yours. How do you feel about your team? We got a lot of calls now. Fire them up. We're going to roll through them. 312-332-3776. Cap and Jay Hood. Next.
Take that.
Okay, every line is lit. Danny calls him out. Bam! Because yesterday, we were trying to talk Sox. Didn't get a lot of calls. We went to Bears and boom,
yes.
Every line's full.
Well, you know the Bears drive the bus. But right now, there's two first place baseball teams in town. The White Sox beating their rival in the first of three. It feels good as a White Sox fan, someone who grew up 20 minutes from the ballpark, Comiskey Park. So happy, Cap, because just like you can't stand the Cardinals, I can't stand the Twins. I can't stand
them. The Piranhas, baby.
Can't stand them.
There you go.
Because they've been good for a long time. Now, hopefully, this is the Sox turn to be able to turn the tide here.
312-332-3776. Marcella is on the south side of the great city of Chicago. Marcella!
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love you, Hoodie. I love you. I always listen to you in the evening, and now that you're with Cap, I'm the diehard show fan. Diehard.
You're the best.
Thank you.
So I'm calling you for three reasons. One, I love Jose Abreu. I think that he is definitely MVP for this year. Some of those balls that he's been digging out, because Tim Anderson has been a little bit inconsistent, has been tremendous. And there's no way we don't win as many games as we do if we didn't have Abreu. My second thing that I'd like to point out is that I love the addition of Yomar Sanchez back to the team, because I think he brings a little bit more fun, plus he's outstanding in the field for so many different positions that he can play.
That is a very, very astute observation. Yeah. Like, sometimes the smallest move that you make, like Jared Dyson, speed, Yomar Sanchez, glove, those are the best. Yeah.
It's not necessarily about the number one or number five guy, Cap. Sometimes it's about the guy at the end of the bench that could do intangibles for you. Yomar can do that for the
Sox. Cody Ross? He was the MVP of the World Series, and when they got him, everyone went, who? And then he beasted out.
Always a little.
Jeff Blum.
It's the little things, right?
Correct.
My third and final point that I got for you guys, and I'll let you go, because I got to go to work, and I'm driving on 294.
Sox
but my
fans.
Third and final point is, you guys finally are talking about the White Sox in the morning.
Well, you finally gave us a team that we could talk about.
I've been talking about them forever, Marcella, but see, I'm here now.
I know.
And we're here for unity. We're talking about
unity.
Both now.
There you go.
Have a great day, Marcella.
You guys, too. See ya. Bye-bye.
Yeah, by the way, the unity tattoo, I think, will be on by next week.
Good.
How about that?
Good. Now that really cinches it up for the show. Just a sidebar to what she's talking about with Abreu. I thought at the time that he's a free agent, I said, you know, the Sox should sign him. And people thought, long on the tooth, really a DH in the future. He's this generation's Canerco. He means that much to the White Sox.
He does.
So at first base, maybe his future's a DH at some point down the line, but he is, I think, that glue to the White Sox. And so I'm glad he's still with the team. I'm glad the Sox signed him.
Back to the phones. John's on the north side of the city. Hey, John.
Hi, Cap. Hi, Hoodie.
What's up, brother?
I'm loving you guys.
Appreciate
you. I've been a Sox fan since the early 50s, and I've been an usher there for 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited with these guys. My favorite player in my whole life was Willie Mays. And right now, I see Luis Robert right there with him. I mean, the little things he does, like the catch in the outfield, the spin around turn, throw to the bases, the way he can hit in clutch positions. He has the entire game. I'm so excited that he's with us, and at least for 4 or 5 years, and it's just the best thing. This is great.
It's a lot of fun, man, and you're talking to a Cubs fan here. I've never hidden that. But I've tried to bring this unity thought. I'm having a lot of fun watching the White Sox.
And so am I, because this has been a long time coming, John.
Still want to beat your ass when the Cubs play you.
Yeah, but you're not playing them. It's out of the schedule right now, pal.
Cap, I got to tell you one thing. I've been an usher at Wrigley for 18 years, too. So I grew to like them, too. Don't get me wrong. They were exciting. But the dial's turned. It's turned right now. So, Cap, you'll be with us in a short time. Trust me.
I'm cheering for you. I was on the phone with my brother. And thanks for the call. My brother last night, he's like, yeah, I saw your true colors during the series when we beat you.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, because I bleed Cubby blue. I'm a diehard.
Yeah.
But this team, this White Sox team, I enjoy a lot.
I do, too, because of the infusion of young talent. And by the way, welcome to the season, Mazzara, a couple of clutch hits. I mean, here's a guy here that went 2 for 3 yesterday with a run, a couple of RBIs. Mazzara is really, again, we talk about gravy, right? When he was signed, I thought, you know, he'll be decent. He's not going to be what Aloy brings, not what Tim Anderson brings. But it's fine. But it's good for him to be able to come through last night against the Twins. Very happy about that.
Gentlemen, ESPN.com moments ago released the MLB Power Rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be happy to know that both our teams in this town are in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Sox or the Cubs are ranked higher?
The Sox. Should be.
Hoodrow?
The Sox should be ranked higher than the Cubs.
Currently, the Cubs are ranked 7th, and your White Sox are ranked 8th.
All right. Back to the phone lines we go. That should have been breaking news, but...
Rideshare Rob.
You want the sounder?
Yeah, the sounder would have been good right there.
Right.
I don't know if it's breaking news, but it is insulting.
You ever watch your news? Everything's breaking news.
That is true. I'm not going to lie. The thought did cross my mind, but I don't want to be a little loose with that. But
it's funny, though.
It is.
But then it loses, so when you actually hear it, then it loses its...
Yeah, I mean, you go to somebody's place.
Developing story, coronavirus. Yeah, it's been developing for 8 months.
Listen, if we want to establish that as the breaking news can come in at any time...
This is Breaking News on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
All right. Breaking news, the Cubs have been ranked higher in the MLB power rankings than the White Sox. Back to you in the call.
And the Twins are sixth. What is this?
See, that's just bad.
That's why you need breaking news.
See, we need another sounder.
A fake breaking news sounder.
Like, when you hear that, you're like, whoa! Like, that should only be reserved for, like, when Danny announced that Leonard Fournette got cut. That's breaking freaking news.
Well, you should tell the news that. You get breaking news now on all news channels is, hey, the cow crossed the road.
We don't have to be like
Red Chiron, breaking news.
CNN, MSNBC,
cow
Fox
makes it to the other side.
We need like another sounder that's, well, it's not breaking news, but this should be interesting. Like an interesting news sounder. Yes. That's what we need.
We can work on that.
Rideshare Rob. Hey, Rob, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. This White Sox fan calls all the time, Danny.
Yes, you do.
You asked earlier, Cap, about not making a trade for the Sox, and I'm thrilled they didn't make a trade. And I really hope that they learned that you don't want to trade prospects that might become superstars for somebody that you might have for a year or two. And I think they did a great job, and I thought the game last night was wonderful.
It was.
And I love the new format. Hoodie, it's great to have a Sox fan on the air with Cap. Love to you and your
Somebody's got
to
hold me accountable. Isn't that what they said? Keep me in line.
Keep you in line. That's yeah, it. That's what I'm here
Keep
for.
Keep you in line. I love it.
See you, man. Well. Have a great day.
Yep, it's in my contract. Like all these things, do the college show, work 7 to 10, and keep Kaplan in line. I go, what is this online on the contract?
See, so I'm getting these shirts made up. Mm-hmm. I have Take That and Pal.
Yeah.
Because that's our lingo.
Yeah.
One of them I got to add to it. Keep Cap in line.
Keep Cap in line. It's in my contract, so it should be a T-shirt.
That's it.
So, yeah, I you know what? Rideshare feels good. I feel good as well about what we saw yesterday. And, by the way, as far as the deal, hey, Cap, sometimes the best deal is the one you don't do.
That's exactly correct.
And maybe that was the case yesterday.
And you wake up and find a way to win a baseball game. Let's go to David in Schaumburg. Hey, David.
Another White Sox winner!
And a world championship! And they're mobbing each other on the field!
Pump the brakes. Now listen, is it time for us to come back with the Southside Hitman Part 2? Is it too early to do that?
Ooh. Slow down.
Hold on a second. Pump
now,
the brakes.
Wait a minute, I'm telling you, listen, I'm one of the guys that live on the north side that are hoping the Cubs do well. Because if you think this unity team goes really well, what happens if they face each other in the World Series? Now, you think this is a problem right now? Wait till that happens. The bad news is, even if they do win or on one side, how do we celebrate? There's no parades. We can't go to the games.
Eventually.
So how do we celebrate?
Eventually there will be a parade. It would be postponed, but at some point there will be a parade. At some point in 2021.
Yeah, kind of takes away a little bit from the faux pas of the great teams that are playing right now. I'm happy for my boy White Sox. It's still got a long way to go.
Long way to go. All right, more of your calls, 312-332-3776.
If the Cubs and Sox meet each other in the World Series and somebody wins, you know who wins in that with no fans? The cops.
Yeah, no question about it. They don't have to deal with a lot of it. More of your calls. White Sox, next.
Cap, J-Hood.
Our new morning show.
On Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, phone lines are hopping. Talking baseball. 312-332-3776. SKM on Twitter.
Yes.
Says, Cap, please, would you guys get some Cap and hoodies made? Sleeves optional. Vicky McHenry, our friend, says, since us Cubs fans are just rolling out of bed, we need a Cap and J-Hood themed coffee mug with Take That on the backside.
Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. And by the way, how do you determine if someone is purposely fumbling the baseball? In that game yesterday, Sox Twins, bases loaded, you know, big spot, ball goes to shortstop. you don't know whether or not he's fumbling on purpose or it's an accident. That was such so much confusion from the umpires on what to call
just,
that.
He tried to make the play too quickly, and he fumbled it.
I mean, he botched it.
Yeah, I don't think he tried to drop that intentionally. And I thought they went to New York for review, and they got it right.
If it's not review, say it's not reviewable, or if there's no review, how do they call that?
Well, Dick Mountain is screaming, that's two outs. We got two there.
Yeah.
He wanted out of that jam.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, that should be one out. Base is still loaded. Because he never touched the bag or McCann at second. Once you make the out at first, the force is gone.
Right.
So I'm thinking, go back and watch second base again. He never tagged him or the bag.
He never tagged him at second base. But it shouldn't have been confusing for the umpires. Make your initial call. What does that look like to you? They're all looking like Bud Selig at the All-Star game with their hands up like, I don't know. Why do you not know what that is? You're right. The umpire. What, if there's no replay, how would you even call that?
But at least they got it right.
I'm glad they got the – because it was one out, minimal damage. But still, it speaks to sometimes the Sox just can't manufacture runs enough. That was a problem early in the game, but they finally broke through.
Dick Mountain, he ran out of gas quick. He was good early. And then his curveball got flat. Let's go to how about Russell on the Tri-State? Hey, Russell, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
I just wanted to get your opinion on what you guys think of Nick Madrigal. I know he was a high pick for the Sox. He's not your stereotypical higher pick. He's more of a for average guy like a David Eckstein or whatnot. And secondly, I think it's great we signed Abreu because he actually wanted to be here. And I don't think you could say that about a lot of the Southside guys in the past, maybe since 05. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
What I want him to do is be a little bit more calm over there at second base. He's rushing everything.
Yeah, he's a young kid. It's going to take time.
I want him to be a little bit more sure-handed. And with more opportunities, he will. But just watch him closely over the next five, six games. You'll watch him now. You like the offense. Madrigal has had 12 hits and 3 strikeouts this season. Hats off. Entering today, only 2 players in the majors have 10-plus hits, at least 4 times as many strikeouts, Nick Madrigal and DJ LeMahieu.
Nice.
So offensively, steady. I just want him to be a little bit more shorthanded defensively.
Right, the throw he made down the left field line yesterday, he rushed it. It's just make the play, see it before you do it.
Yeah.
Remember that line? See it before you do it.
Yep.
Can you name the movie that line was in?
Cannot.
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, that was Car Wash.
Cap Rooney to Steamin' Willie Beeman. See it before you do it. See it before you do it.
Ball, wall, ball.
There you go.
You know who gave you that?
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber.
Jimmy Pearsall.
Yeah, exactly.
he told Doug Glanville that.
Tom is in Hammond, Indiana. Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
How you doing?
I was just calling to talk about the trade deadline. I was kind of like iffy on it, you know, going back and forth. And then Dane Dunning had a heck of a second start for us. And I was like, you know what, I can see us floating with him for the rest of the season. Because the last time we kind of approached trying to get a pitcher, we ended up with James Shields and let somebody else go that we're watching tear it up over in San Diego.
So here's the thing. If you get into the playoffs, and appreciate the call, if you get into the playoffs, and I'm asking you as a Sox fan, Hoodie, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, we're in the ALCS, and it's pick the team.
Sox-Yankees.
Sox-Yankees got healthy.
If it ended today, it'll be Sox-Yankees. That would be the matchup.
Okay.
That's
so
scary.
Let's assume that it ends and it's the ALCS, not the first round. You've already won that.
Yeah.
You are a step from the World Series. And you go, we should have pulled the trigger on a bigger deal because we were starting Gio Gonzalez in a playoff game.
One can't grieve forever. This is you decided to make that decision by not pulling the trigger again, solidify yourself with at least a bona fide third starter. You didn't do it. And so you go with the two bullets you have, and then you move forward.
Yep. And Dylan Cease is that guy.
The focus is 2021, but whatever you get in 2020, I'm happy with.
That's right. It's like buying dinner, and the maitre d' comes over and says, yes, we would like to pick up your dessert and your after-dinner drinks.
And here's a little leg for you, sir.
A little extra leg. Our guy Jesse Rogers will talk baseball with us in 2 minutes.